You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that SENA has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
We're on the SENA show floor with Alaskan Leader. We've got President Keith Singleton and VP of Value Added Sales, Scott Sandvig. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're excited to be here and appreciate you.
Scott, well, you have the mic this time. I think last year we were here and we were interviewing you too, but I think either you hopped in late or Keith just got so happy with the mic that he didn't pass it over, one or the other.
I think it's the happy part. You know, he gets pretty excited, and I've been working with him for 10 years, I know. So this is a topic that we love to talk about, and there's a lot of excitement here at the show. So
can't agree more. There sure is. So Keith, Scott, this year Amanda and I are doing something called Boston 2025 in 5, where we're putting just 5 minutes on the clock to get a quick pulse of the show floor from as many exhibitors as possible. So I'm going to set the clock and let's talk seafood with Alaskan Leader. All right, 5 minutes. This is intense with Keith. Scott, are you ready? All right, so we got to hit briefly. We're on the Boston show floor. What are your goals here for the next 3 days?
Well, thank you very much. After winning the Symphony of Seafoods Awards in Alaska for our miso black cod, Scott and I said, you know what, that's really wonderful. Costco's been an amazing partner to launch it for us. And then, of course, retail's jumped in now, and also we're expanding into food service. So we've got our radars on looking for food service distributors. We launched with Pacific Catch restaurant chain in California this last year. And that just is, they're now become their featured item on their entire, I think, 20 odd restaurants all through Southern California.
Fantastic.
It's that spectacular. So we're looking for food service and retail.
Okay. That's great. So you talked a little bit about your partnership with Costco. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? You know, we know that you just came back from the UK. You expanded there. How has the reception been? You know, we love to see it.
It's awesome. Our miso black cod has definitely been on the world. It's on a world tour. It's done incredibly well in all throughout Canada, 109 locations. We just expanded into UK, and on day three, they ordered another container because it was selling that fast. So we know it's going to be very good for a long term. We just have to manage it right. We got to manage the boat price so the boats are healthy in the ocean. That's the most important part. That's who we are as a fishing company. Mm-hmm. And I know Scott carries that same degree of passion for that. And between the two of us, we got each other's back whenever we're speaking to a customer about the boats come first. If we don't have that, the boat being profitable,
yep,
and you're delivering quality on every catch, every fish, then we can't do our jobs, right? So we're boats first, and the rest will come. And I think that we've got great goals. And one of them is to expand this business. And I think this is a good several year. It was a sauce that needed a place.
Yeah.
Black cod needed a partner. They partnered with Ikari Miso. And it's amazing, as you know.
It's a truly special product. And last year when we were here, we got to try some of it. It cured Lauren's laryngitis.
Sure did.
Amazing products. But we've seen it on the retail front. But also, Scott, can you talk a little bit about Costco has just launched it in the deli kit section, which is, I've only ever seen salmon there. And to see black, I haven't seen it in my personal Costco. So I'm here. If you can introduce me to somebody from Costco so I can file a complaint, I want it now. Scott, tell us about
Jersey
this.
Sure. Let's
tell
go.
Us about this product.
Yeah, so with the success of the frozen item, we've been able to actually launch a deli kit into Costco. It's the second seafood item they've ever launched,
wow,
in the deli, which is extremely flattering for us, for them to choose us. But it's a miso black cod on a jasmine ginger rice with bok choy. So it's a complete take and bake item.
Beautiful.
Fresh,
yeah,
ready to go, feeds a family of four, and it's absolutely delicious and taking off like wildfire.
It's like you thought of us when you were making this product, because we're always
working mothers. Yes. Yes,
we're always looking for something easy. But what's this test kitchen like at Alaskan Leader? Because this had to have been something different. I mean, you were in the frozen aisle, now you're taking this fresh. I mean,
I love that question, because my wife would talk to you about whose test kitchen they're actually using here. But
do we need to be interviewing her?
Yeah,
right now?
You probably should. We've taken over my house. We have a very nice gourmet kitchen, of course, I built for her. But Scott's got an amazing kitchen as well. Between the two of us, he cooks up at his place, I cook up at my place, and we just share notes on what could be better, and you know, how's it coming out, and do we broil it first, do we bake it first, okay. Do we sear it? But I'll tell you what, air fryer, this thing's unbelievable out of an air fryer.
Love to hear that.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Okay. And so that, from the frozen side into the air fryer, or are you taking fresh?
No, it's always frozen. Overnight. Okay. It activates the miso. It takes like 24 hours, and that gets into the meat.
Okay.
And so then that gives it its amazing flavor, that mix, right? So, 24 hours later, you always want to take it out a day in advance and let it thaw, and that activates the miso flavoring.
Gotcha.
And so as far as the test kitchen, we use anybody's test kitchen. We found that our friends, especially people that are the shoppers in the family, they like us. They have good palates, and they try it, and they love it, and mm-hmm. they tell their friends, and on, and pretty soon it's an organic growth. We don't spend a lot of money in marketing, advertising.
Okay.
We hired an amazing firm recently to help us with that, and Tastemakers Com, which is Katie Goldberg and Tess Ward, they're helping us with a lot of that because we are getting a lot bigger now. We have to manage what we're doing.
Yeah, and I really want to quickly touch too. We're running out of time on food service. I'm putting it on the clock. I want this answer with food service. We were talking about a little bit about you're in Pacific. Can you name the chain that?
It's a Pacific Catch restaurant chain in California. We're expanding into a major restaurant chain in Seattle, one of the most long-standing seafood companies in Seattle. So we're excited about that. A little teaser, but certainly want to get more broadliners, the U.S. Foods, the Sysco's. With labor shortages being such a challenge for restaurants, this is a perfect item. Thaw, cut up your dinner portions, and away you go. So it's a really convenient, not only for the home shopper, home cooker, but restaurant chains too.
5 minutes was not enough.
It was not enough.
So we're gonna have to have you guys back on the podcast soon.
It's March Madness. It is. We're going to overtime.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your Boston.
Thank you so much.